Good evening, everybody. We're live from the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah High School Baseball. Today, Pisgah faces North Henderson Knights. This is Tim Surratt, along with Jack Webb and Jack Huey back in the studio. We bring you all the baseball tonight, sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air. Welcome to today's game. The respective coaches are meeting at home plate now with the umpires. We'll have first pitch right around 7, it looks like. So I hope you're ready for some good baseball tonight as our 5-1 Pisgah Bears take on North Henderson. And we'd like to say a big thank you to the folks here at North Henderson. We've never been, as a broadcast team, treated any finer. We're sitting in the press box with them. So we're probably going to cross-pollinate with my friend Eric over here tonight, the PA announcer. His son plays for North Henderson, and mine, of course, plays for Pisgah. So there'll be a lot of counter-yelling and why did you do that and all that kind of stuff. We're getting set with the lineups tonight. We'll have those for you in just a moment as, again, the managers are meeting. It's hard for me to call them head coaches, but that's what they are, Jack. But the managers meeting at home plate. Beautiful evening. It's about 58 degrees right now as they complete their handshakes. Head back to their dugouts for the final word with their teams. Pisgah coming off a big win on Friday night, this past Friday night, as they got a run rule victory in the sixth inning over Smoky Mountain. It was a lot of fun to listen to as Jack and Kevin Lowry brought the broadcast.
Now, let's meet the players.
Here comes the opening lineups for both teams. As you can hear, my friend Eric.
Introducing first. Taking the first baseline. Here are the Bears.
Here come the Pisgah Bears. Here's their starting lineup for tonight. Leading off,
the reserves.
Number four, Young. Maddox Wright.
Number two, Ren Hart.
Batting second, playing second base is Braden Surratt. The center fielder bats third, Isaiah Mintz. Landon Wright, number 13, will be on the mound tonight, batting cleanup. Fifth spot, Boone Carver, our catcher. Zane Wilson, the right fielder, will be playing batting sixth, I should say. Owen Rigsby is at first base tonight, batting seventh. Zach Wester, playing short, will be in the eighth spot. And Jackson Lehman will be playing batting ninth. Jackson will be playing third base this evening.
Your left fielder,
yeah, that's right.
Wilson.
Third base. The lineups change as they do all along the year. And I know Coach Shepard's been toying with the lineup. In the last game, he had Maddox Wright lead off. He's had Braden Surratt lead off a time or two. Isaiah is always a good leadoff man, but we'll see if they settle in to
the Bears are coached by head coach
a lineup that will last throughout the year.
Assisted by Tim Shepard and Marty Stamey.
Reserves tonight for the Bears. Number one, Mason Young. He'll be in and out of the lineup. Ren Harden, Colby Woods, Tanner Nichols, and Alex Brindley. And now they're about to do the starting lineup for North Henderson. So we're throwing papers around up here.
Number five.
Beautiful night for baseball. Again, not too cold. It's probably going to drop off as we go into the 40s. But again, it's as it is a little loud up here in the press box, but they did invite us up here, and it's nice not to be out in the elements.
Now, leading off,
we'll be kicking it back to Jack in the studio just in a moment, and we'll be ready for baseball. Pisgah really starting off strong this season. 5-1. They lost that game to Madison, and they're hoping for revenge on them in just a few days, few weeks. So that was a tough loss. A lot of good things happened in that game, but other than that, the Bears have been rolling. And as we started conference play, if it's a wonderful victory over Smoky Mountain on Friday night. So they are 5-1 and undefeated in the conference so far, as tonight is a conference game in the Mountain 8 as well. Myself, Jack Webb, looking forward to calling this for you.
Number 12, Dalton Osteen.
We'll be kicking it back to the station here in just a second.
The Knights are
station identification. And we'll be back with first pitch. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Jonathan
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterwards to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications of having trouble, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information that you need. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Back at the press box tonight as the national anthem plays. I'll pause so we can enjoy the playing of the national anthem.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the red. So gallantly seen, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
There you go, playing of the national anthem as we get set for first pitch. And the Bears will, of course, as the away team, will be batting first. Maddox Wright coming to the plate here in just a moment. We're set for baseball. Lights are on. Inner Sandman is entering. Our friend Eric is the PA gentleman up here. And again, they could not have treated us any kinder. Today's game, again, brought to you by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, Forgafuck Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving. Jack, we need to think about the keys to the game. I think the keys to the game, brought to you by Forga Contracting. I think that for me, get out early and often. Get on base. And for Landon Wright, control. Landon Wright's incredible velocity. If he can get it around the strike zone. Well, we saw it at Inca, man. He pitched a no-hitter at Inca. So that's my keys to the game. Get on the board early. By the way, the Pisgah JVs won their game prior to this one, of course, 11-0. Good job by the JVs. Some of them probably suited up in the varsity dugout tonight.
So I finally got the North Henderson lineup on my scorebook.
There you go. Well, you can tell me who's doing what. Who's pitching tonight?
Jacob McDermott.
Jacob McDermott, big, tall right-hander on the mound, number 22.
The catcher is number... Sorry.
That we'll figure it out in a minute. So McDermott takes his warm-up pitches. Maddox Wright will be stepping out of the on-deck circle. And we are ready to go.
The catcher for the Knights is Ryland Cunningham.
Ryland Cunningham, sophomore catcher. And McDermott on the mound is also a sophomore. So a lot of good things in the future for North Henderson.
McDermott's not going to bat. He's got a DH.
Got a DH for the pitcher.
Blake Taylor will be the DH for McDermott.
So we're set to go. Maddox Wright.
Batting number 4, Maddox Wright.
Left-handed batter. Checks his card, bumps knuckles with the catcher, and we're ready for first pitch. McDermott on the mound, big windup, fastball, low and away, ball one. And I hope, for all of our sakes in the press box, this is a demonstrative umpire. 1-0 count to Maddox Wright. Just underway here at North Henderson. Lights coming on. The pitch. There's a fastball hit high, but shallow. Center fielder coming on. Got it. So one away. Who's the center fielder? That's Dylan Kleindeck with the play in center field, which is our friend Eric up here. That's his son, so he's happy already. Braden Surrett steps in. Batting, I believe, 333 so far on the season with 9 RBIs through the first 6 games. Steps in with 1 out, nobody on. First pitch is a curveball, bunted, and it's a good bunt. I don't know if he'll beat it, though. Third baseman throws it away, so it's a bunt single. I guess you might call it. I don't know. They may charge that as an error.
No, that's a single.
I like it. What do you think, Jack?
Yep.
So Braden with a bunt single.
Number 14, Isaiah Mintz.
Braden's not the fastest on the team. But
Huh? Really?
Well, it's kind of a genetic problem, I'm afraid. Isaiah Mintz, the center fielder, steps in now. Braden having a conversation with the North first baseman. All these kids know each other from travel ball and from playing for the last 3 years and up till now. First pitch is outside to Isaiah Mintz. Ball one. Coach Shepard yelling out the numbers of whatever play they may or may not be running at this particular point. Beautiful ceremony before the first pitch tonight as they recognize Down syndrome awareness. They throw the ball away on a pickoff attempt at first base. Braden now coast into second standing.
E1
there. We're going to score it. So Braden Surrett is second. Isaiah Mintz again at the plate. One ball, no strikes. One out as Maddox with a shallow pop fly to center. McDermott checks Surrett at second. Oh, it's a bunt. See if he gets it down. He does. The play at first, they got him at first. There'll be two outs, and Braden Surrett makes his way to third now.
Now batting,
Landon Wright comes to the plate now, the Pisgah pitcher tonight.
Landon Wright.
And also the cleanup hitter tonight. Landon has home run power to match that velocity from the pitcher's mound. First pitch is a breaking ball, called strike. 0-1. Two outs now with a runner on third here in the top half of the first. No score. Just underway. McDermott still with a windup fastball inside. Count even 1-1 now. Again, Braden Surratt on third. No score here with two outs. McDermott throws. Curveball breaks across the plate again. That's a nice curveball he's got. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. No score here on top of the first. Don't want to strand this runner if we can help it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Oh, it's a curveball in the dirt. Low and outside. Count even 2-2. Again, Landon Wright at the plate. 2-2, two outs. Braden Surratt still over there on third, hoping to get home. McDermott inside with a fastball high and inside. Count goes full with two outs. Let's see what he comes with here. Again, sophomore Jacob McDermott on the mound. Here's the pitch. It's inside, but he swung. Strike three. So Braden Surratt is stranded. Stranded at third. Nothing doing for the Bears here in the top half of the first. And tonight's ball game, one of our sponsors, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. You need to open your personal or small business account today. They have convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years.
I think it's 125 or 127 years now.
127 years, yeah. They've been there a while.
And family majority owned.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yep.
So the Bears strand their runner. Braden Surratt left at third after that bunt single.
So up to bat for the Knights, it's going to be Nolan Slaughter. He's the shortstop. The second batter, Cameron Hanna,
uh-huh,
the right fielder. And third batter and the first baseman, Peyton Maben.
Peyton Maben. We're familiar with him. We are a lot of these kids. So Landon Wright, just a strikeout victim, but now back on the mound. Boy, he's got such good velocity. Like I say, if he can throw strikes, that'll be key for tonight's game. Big right-hander. Looking around the infield, Owen Rigsby at first, Braden Surratt second. Zach Wester is short. Maddox Wright is now at third. So that's changed already. Zane Wilson is in left. Isaiah Manson center. Jackson Lehman is in right. That's your lineup for the Bears. So we get set for the home half of the first inning. Landon Wright just threw one low away from Boone Carver, the catcher, and it back bounced up and hit the Game Changer app.
Game Changer app.
That's fastened to the backstop there. Boone Carver with the throw down to second, and we're ready to go.
All right, starting off for your North Henderson Knights, number two, Nolan Slaughter.
Nolan Slaughter, a freshman, is up to lead things off for the Knights. Right-handed batter. He's a fairly young team for North Henderson. Here's the first pitch from Landon Wright. Fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Well, if he can live right there, it's going to be a good night for Landon. 0-1 the count. No score here in the bottom as we start the bottom half of the first. Landon from the windup. Big curveball. A little bit high. Over the plate, but high. 1-1 now. Here's the pitch. Fastball low and outside. Nice scoop from Boone Carver. Two balls and a strike.
The Knights are 3-6, and I think the Bears are 5-1.
5-1. Good start to the season so far. Here's the next pitch. Called strike. It's got a delayed strike motion, the umpire does, so I have to wait just a minute on him. But now the count even. 2-2 for the leadoff hitter for the Knights. That one's on the outside edge. Strike three. Called strike three.
Good fastball.
Yeah, beautiful fastball. We don't have any radar capability or anything, but it was faster than Jack and I could hit.
Cameron, Hannah.
I could hit it, but
it'd be a tip. I don't know if I could get around. Cameron Hannah at the plate now, a junior. Another right-handed batter. First pitch. That one's hit towards center. Isaiah Mitz back and to his left. Makes the play. So one pitch and now two outs.
And Peyton Maben up to bat.
Peyton Maben.
Now batting first baseman, number 8, Peyton Maben.
Peyton Maben. A senior first baseman, left-handed batter. Steps in. He's one of the bigger kids for North Henderson. And we've played against him. And, there's a curveball to start him off, but it lands outside. One ball, no strikes. Two outs here, no score. In the bottom of the first. Landon Wright kicks. There's a fast ball, a little bit low, 2-0. Beautiful, beautiful night here in Hendersonville. The wind blowing slightly left to right if you're looking out towards center. The pitch, that one's low and inside again. 3-0 now with two outs. Three balls, no strikes to Peyton Maben. Landon Wright on the mound for the Bears. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Four-pitch walk. That was a fastball. They didn't want to groove anything down the middle. Now Dylan Bennett. Is that right?
Kleinnecht.
Oh, that's Dylan. Oh, that's Eric's. Kleinnecht.
Center fielder, number 1, Dylan Kleinnecht.
Dylan Kleinnecht. And we get a good tutorial how to say his name as his dad's sitting right next to us. He steps in, the center fielder, a senior also. First pitch from Landon is well outside with a fastball. Peyton Maben leading off from first after drawing a four-pitch walk. Kleinnecht back in. One ball, no strike. There's a curveball that lands on the inside corner for a strike. Very nice off-speed pitch. The pitch, another curveball right back up the middle. Zach Wester knocks it down, throws hard to first. He calls him out. Oh, no. Now, I'm not going to argue with Eric. Zach Wester, that shortstop, probably has the fastest arm on Pisgah's team. So he rifled one. I thought he might go the short route to get the runner at second, but he came up after knocking the ball down and just slung it to first. We need to pause here, send it back to Jack at the station for a few of our sponsors. We'll be right back. No scores. We head to the second. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Visca Spring Sports here on WPTL.
We are live. The Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at North Henderson High School. We're about to launch into the second inning. No score so far. Hey, ball games means it's springtime. So for a spring insurance checkup with Kenton Insurance Services, call our friend Michelle Baxley or one of her staff at 648-6550 for any and all of your personal or business insurance needs. Hey, but any base hit, home run tonight will be sponsored by our friends at Custom Paving. So I hope we get to say that a lot. Boone Carver will be leading off here in the top half of the second for Pisgah. Again, no score. Sophomore Jacob McDermott on the mound. Had a runner get to third, but was able to get out of that inning.
Leading off for Pisgah, the catcher number 8, Boone Carver.
So Boone Carver about to step in. Right-handed batter, the Pisgah catcher, facing McDermott. Boone, one of the senior captains, along with Braden Surratt. First pitch, just a little bit high and inside. Ball one. As we are underway here in the top of the second, no score here in North Henderson. There's one hit high and deep, but foul, pull foul off to the left side over the batting cages. Again, sophomore Jacob McDermott on the mound, big right-hander for North Henderson. The pitch, curveball, lands for a strike. He's got an excellent curveball. Reminds me of some of our good pitchers. No, not me. I can't throw it out of my own shadow anymore. But here's the pitch. There's a curveball away, and down goes Boone Carver on strikes. Two curveballs and a fastball that he pulled, and that will do for Boone. One away, no score.
Zane Wilson up to bat.
Zane Wilson, the left fielder tonight. Outfield position's always kind of fluid. One out, first pitch is high. Ball one to Zane Wilson. He's had some good hits to start the season off.
Who's the player of the game against Smokey?
Player of the game. Pitch. That one's a little low with a fastball. Good velocity, but just a little bit low over the plate.
That's Coach Holloway's nephew.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I knew that. Part of that Crestview Church crowd up there. There's fastball on the outer edge. Strike. Two balls and a strike now. One away. McDermott, the pitch. There's one, another one on the outer edge. Maybe just a little off, but he got him to go. So now 2-2. One away here. No score. Top half of the second. Here's the pitch to Zane. Got him again with that pitch on the outside. All three strikes. So two strikeouts now for McDermott.
Total of three.
Total of three, but both outs this inning.
Now batting number 18, Owen Rigsby.
First baseman, senior Owen Rigsby to the plate now. Has good power when he connects with one. Zach Wester on deck. There's a curveball. Just misses inside. Boy, he has good control, I must say. McDermott on the mound for North Henderson. Owen steps back in. One ball, no strikes, two outs, no score. Here's the pitch. That one's high and inside. So 2-0 now. Shaping up to be a good pitching matchup tonight. Here's the pitch from McDermott. There's a fastball foul straight back. Two balls and a strike.
It's a short fence between home plate and the fence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Boone had home run power, just pulled it foul. There's another one foul back. Now 2-2. Two outs now here in the top half of the second as the Pisgah first baseman steps back in, Owen Rigsby. 2-2 the count, two outs. See if he goes for that outside corner again. Curveball, and he does. Strikes him out. He strikes out the side. Nice job by McDermott from North Henderson. Hey, tune in tomorrow night. I'll be back on the air from 7 to 10 with Papertown Roots Radio. I'll be out there playing you some good bluegrass, classic country, and gospel music. I don't know how many we had last night, Jack, but we're averaging 47,000. So
47,000 listeners.
That's so great. But we'll play you some great bluegrass, classic country, gospel music. It's always fun. And you tune in with me every Monday and Wednesday night from 7 to 10.
So up to bat for the ninth is going to be Blake Taylor, the DH, followed by Rollin Cunningham, the catcher, and then Austin Brevard, the second baseman.
All right. Landing right back on the mound for the Bears as we go to the bottom of the second. No score here in North Henderson High School tonight. Again, thanks to Eric and everybody up here at North Henderson inviting us into their press box tonight. That was... I don't know of any other school that does that, so we'll have to reciprocate on Friday. Of course, I'll have to sit up there with Miss Hope, so that may be a bad idea for them. I don't know. So here we go with the bottom half of the second. Again, a nice job by McDermott, the sophomore pitcher for North Henderson, striking out the side.
All right, leading off for the North Henderson Knights. Number 15, Blake Taylor.
Left-handed senior, Blake Taylor. Well, it says he bats from the right side. First pitch from Landon, fastball right down the middle. Strike one. Taylor, a big, strong-looking young man, steps back in. The next pitch from Landon is another one. A little bit lower, but a strike. Fastball. Oh, boy. Might as well give Eric some headphones. 0-2 pitch. Outside. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the first one is done for. Landon Wright with a nice three-pitch out there. 14 steps in. Rylan Cunningham.
Catcher, number 14, Rylan Cunningham.
Rylan Cunningham is a sophomore. Steps in, first pitch, fastball, strike. 0-1 the count, no score here. It's both pitchers pitching beautifully so far. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball.
A little low.
Falls in for a strike, of super delayed
ball. Yeah.
A little low, but in the zone.
Zone, yeah.
0-2 pitch, fastball. A mile straight up. It looks like it's going to stay in the field. Zach Wester with a nice running catch. It was in that no man's land along the third baseline. And Zach from shortstop is able to run it down.
Stepping in the box. Nope.
As Zane was converging.
Austin Brevard.
Junior Austin Brevard steps in now. Gosh, another tall kid. Right-handed batter. Two outs now. Still no score. First pitch. High and inside. Ball one. Landon Wright on the mound for the Bears. Good, good pitching matchup thus far. The pitch. There's a curveball, but breaks off the plate outside. 2-0 now. Two outs in the bottom of the second. No score. Landon fires. There's a fastball. A little bit low.
Low. Yep.
Over the plate below. He wanted that call. No coaching from up here, Eric. 3-0 now. Landon throws. Curveball over the plate for a strike. 3-1 the count. Hitter's count. See what he does here. Fastball. That one is low and away. So Austin Brevard is aboard with two outs after that walk. Number 23 steps to the plate. Mason Cromer, who is a freshman.
Playing third base.
Yeah.
Now batting number 23, Mason Cromer.
Appears to be about 6 foot six from here. He's 6 foot, 9 foot, 12. There's a pickoff attempt at first just to keep him honest over there. Back safely, of course, is Brevard. Now Cromer steps in. Landon comes in with a fastball a little bit high.
Ooh, close. Eric agrees.
Eric Kleinnick, our PA announcer and third broadcaster tonight. There's wailing and gnashing of teeth. There's a curveball that misses outside. 2-0 now. Two outs, no score here in the bottom of the second inning. Landon Wright on the mound for the Bears. Two and oh the count. Landon ready. Brevard leads off. There is a hot shot but foul down the first baseline past the Pisgah dugout. So two balls and a strike to Mason Cromer, the freshman third baseman, who again is a tall young man.
He's a 6 foot.
6 foot something, isn't he?
Six,
yeah.
Something.
Oh, there's another throwback to first. The runner's in safely. The ball bounced, and Owen Rigsby did a nice job just knocking it down. He took one for the team there.
He did.
Two balls and a strike, two outs. Still no score here at North Henderson. Landon, the pitch. There's a fastball right on the outer edge. Even to count at 2-2.
Let's go, Mason. You got this, kid.
Coach giving him the signs from third base. They do the signs like we all were used to before everybody started doing the card thing. 2-2. The pitch is a curveball way outside. Full count now with two outs. That'll give a head start for Austin Brevard at first. As Cromer steps back in. Sunset now. You can definitely feel the temperature dropping. The 3-2 pitch is a curveball. Strike three. What a nice pitch. It caught the outer corner. And that'll do it for North Henderson. No score still in this good game between Pisgah and North Henderson. We'll send it back to Jack. You are listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We are back at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Pisgah Baseball brought to you in part tonight by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance's A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL Radio, and Custom Paving. So, Jack, pitchers duel thus far tonight.
So, yeah, I think both pitchers have three strikeouts.
Yeah. McDermott for North Henderson struck out the side there. Who we got here leading off will be Zach Wester for the Bears tonight.
Then Jackson Lehman back to the top of the order for Maddox Wright.
Yep, we've got 8-9 and 1 up. Zach Wester just nearly cleared the fence in the game the other night. He was pitching and hitting him deep. First pitch from McDermott to Wester is well off the plate all the way to the backstop. Now, why couldn't he have done that when Surratt was on third?
He didn't have his lucky charm.
Yeah, that's right. There's one right down the middle, but low. So two balls, no strikes, and no score still here in North Henderson. Top of the third. There's one that's in the dirt. 3-0 now to Zach Wester. No score here in the top half of the third. There's one Zach taking all the way. It's a strike on the inside corner. Zach missed a home run the other night by about 2 feet. So 3-1 now. Here's the pitch. It's fouled. So the count goes full now. Foul back to the backstop. Zach Wester off again to another fabulous start from the pitching point of view. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss on that curveball from McDermott. And Wester goes down. First out.
Got him!
Now, if he does that when my son, if he strikes out, we're going to have problems, Eric. Number six, the right fielder Jackson Lehman comes to the plate.
Now batting number six, Jackson Lehman.
McDermott's set and ready to go. You better be ready when you get ready to get in that box. First pitch is a breaking ball. Called strike on the outside edge. Ooh, that one was
a little outside.
Little bit. 0-1 the count, no score. One away. Here's one grounded towards short. Shortstop up with it and makes the play by a step or two on to first to make the play. Two outs now. That'll be back to the top of the order for Maddox Wright, left-handed batter, playing third base tonight.
Now batting number four, Maddox Wright.
Maddox steps in now with two outs. First pitch from McDermott. Curveball hit foul. Let's see if he can get far enough away. Nope. Nice running play by Cromer from third base. Yeah, he caught it. So that'll do it for Maddox. And that'll do it for the Bears in the top half of the third inning. Remind you to do some business with First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. You can open your personal or small business account today with one of their convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank has been helping families and small businesses for over 100-plus years, 120-plus years.
Yes.
Jack, just nothing going tonight. One base runner so far through three for the Bears.
Leading off for your Knights, Osteen. Slider,
hand. McDermott doing a great job on the mound, as is Landon Wright. So we're still scoreless headed into the bottom half of the third. Still a beautiful night here. The wind has stopped right now, which I'm sure all the fans out there are very appreciative of.
Up to bat should be Dalton Osteen.
Uh-huh.
then Nolan Slaughter.
All right, North Knights, get us started. Left fielder, number 12, Dalton Osteen.
Osteen, a senior, steps in. He looks like one of our boys. He's not as tall as some of those other ones.
He is the left fielder.
Left fielder. As Landon Wright back out on the mound doing a splendid job so far. Unfortunately, so is the North Henderson pitcher. First pitch. Strike. I was just going to call that one for him.
Might as well.
Dalton Osteen to the plate again. 0-1. There's one. There's Braden Surratt. He can't get to it. It's over his head. First hit of the game for North Henderson belongs to Dalton Osteen. There is a single to get things going for North Henderson.
Back to
number
the
two. Yes.
Nolan Slaughter.
Stepping to the plate, shortstop. Number two, Nolan Slaughter.
So Slaughter up for the second time tonight. The shortstop, he's a freshman. Again, the leadoff hitter, so.
He struck out in the first inning.
So now we've got Dalton Osteen. He shows bunt. He's going to back throw. They've got him caught, but they're not going to get him. They're not going to get him. He took off, but the throw was to first from the catcher, and it was by the time it got to Owen, he was too far gone. So stolen base for Osteen. Very speedy kid. Slider back to the plate. One ball as he showed bunt, pulled back, and it was outside. So one ball, no strikes, and now a runner at second with nobody out. Oh, they've got a pickoff attempt, but nobody covers. He may just be messing with him. Slider again at the plate. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. No score here, but a runner. Now there's a curveball that lands for a strike. Nice pitch from Landon Wright here in the bottom half of the third inning. Still no score, but North Buncombe with the first threat of the evening for their side of it anyway. Slider steps out, calls time, getting his signals from third base coach. And they are ready to go. Lead off from second. There's a bunt, signs curveball. He pulls back, but it's a strike anyway. So now, one ball, two strikes to Nolan Slaughter, freshman for North Buncombe. Infield in at first and third. Here's the pitch. Way outside. Nice save by Boone Carver. There would have been a runner on third. Count even now at 2-2 with nobody out. And Osteen at second for North Henderson. Zach Wester right behind him. Started playing straight away at second. Here's the pitch. Oh, he went. No, he did not call that a strike. The boy turned all the way around. The bat went. The appeal.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, come on, Eric. Okay. You know. So it's 3-2 now, full count. The kid turned almost all the way around, but then and there's the ball that gets away from Boone Carver. The runner will go to third as the walk is issued. I don't disagree with umpires much, but I think they missed that one. But regardless, now we got runners on the corners and nobody out. Number four to the plate, Cameron Hanna, Jr.
Number four, Cameron Hanna.
Right fielder.
Right fielder, Cameron Hanna. As in Landon Wright in a little bit of trouble now. First and third, nobody out. Here we go. Shows bunt, curveball. He pulls back, and it was a ball inside to number four, Cameron Hanna, again the junior for North Henderson. Two-run homer previously against North Buncombe. There's a strike at the knees right down the middle. So the count even 1-1. Still no score, but North Henderson with a real threat on now. Nobody out in first and third. Runners. Landon Wright on the mound for the Bears again. Here's the pitch. Runner goes to second. And Boone throws back to third and almost got that runner, but the runner, of course, safe at second. They tried to decoy with second base runner. Boone, of course, the senior veteran that he is, let him go. Now it's second and third and nobody out. Yes, he is. Great player. There's a curveball. Swing and a miss. Now 2-2. Nobody out. Second and third for the Knights as the Bears in their first bit of adversity this evening. Taking his time, Landon is. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. So that'll be all for Cameron Hanna.
Peyton Maben up to bat.
Peyton Maben, left-handed hitting. First baseman, excellent player, Peyton Maben.
He walked in the first inning.
He drew a four-pitch walk in the first inning. Comes to the plate with runners second, third, and one out. I'd put him on and go for the double. First pitch is a curveball way outside. Ball one, and they may be trying to do that without doing it intentionally. So one out, no score, bottom of the third. Runners second. Third, there's a fastball. Called strike at the knees again. Count even 1-1. Here's the pitch to Maben. Curveball misses outside. Two balls and a strike. He needs to strike out here in a big way. Landon working in a hurry now. Fastball a little bit. Nope, called strike. I thought that one was a little low. He's calling it every time. That's payback for that check swing fiasco a minute ago, Eric. I'm giving the North Henderson announcers the business here. 2-2, one out. Runner second, third, no score. Peyton Maben at the plate. Nope, that one was a little low and away. So the count goes full.
Let's go, Peyton.
Second, third, the crowd gets a little loud. First time tonight. There's pitch. There's a fastball. That's going to be trouble. Nobody going to be able to cover. Nope. Everybody safe. Run scores. It was in that no man's land. Owen Rigsby ran it down. Landon didn't get there, nor could Braden Surrett get there. So the run scores. 1-0. North Henderson.
Runners on first and third.
Yep. Number one. Dylan Kleinen.
Center fielder steps in with first and third and one out. See if they send Maben right off the chute here. Nobody covering second. He shows bunt, and it's a good one. That'll score another run. Plays it first. He barely got him at first. So that'll play another run RBI for Dylan Kleinen with an excellent bunt. 2-0 North Buncombe now. Two outs now. Beautiful bunt. Sacrifice bunt. Landon thought about coming to the plate, but his only play was at first. So senior Blake Taylor comes to the plate now. For North, first pitch is a high fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. Maben still on second. Here's the pitch from Landon Wright. Fastball outside. 1-1 to count. Two outs now, but North Henderson already done a little damage tonight. 2-0 they lead here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Landon Wright. Curveball. Swing and a miss. So now one ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second. Taylor takes his time, but now back in. kicks, fires from Landon. Swing and a miss on the outside, dropped. Boone Carver picks it up, throws on to first, and that'll do it. But two runs across for North Henderson. They lead Pisgah 2-0 after three. We'll send her back to the station. You're listening to Pisgah Sports on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back in the Stevenson Press. I can't even say that. Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Thank you, Jack. I just watched these teeth. Can't do a thing with them. Here at North Henderson, they lead Pisgah 2-0. Heading into the top of the fourth. You remember, it's time for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services. You need to call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550. For all your personal or business insurance needs.
Don't forget, folks, check out the concession stand. They got everything you need, hot food, drinks. Make sure you go down there and check them out for some hot dogs. Leading off for the Pisgah Bears.
And we're back at it here. Number top 10, half of the fourth.
Braden Surratt.
Our number two hitter, Braden Surratt, who's been the only base runner so far tonight against McDermott, who's done a great job. Braden with a bunt single, worked his way around to third, and that's as far as he got. First pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, swings, and fouls one back. Yeah, he's made that work a few times this year so far. He leads the team in RBIs with 9 so far and is in bad need of one right now. There's a curveball high, big looping curveball. So 1-1 the count, 2-0 North Henderson as we start the top of the fourth. Nobody on, nobody out. 1-1 to Braden Surratt. There's one inside. He fouls it off again off the right side. Now 1-2. One-two pitch from McDermott. Curveball, swing and a miss. He's down. Braden goes down by strikes. That'll bring Isaiah Mintz to the plate, center fielder, see if he can get something going. One out. McDermott just pitching a great game. That's all you can say, Jack.
Six strikeouts.
Six strikeouts through three and a third, yeah.
Yeah.
Isaiah Mintz taking his time stepping in, try to break up this rhythm that McDermott has going. Great job so far. Fastball right down the middle, strike one. Oh and one, one out, 2-0 North Henderson. There's a curveball. Now he called strike. It looked a little inside, but he called strike. So 0-2 now to Isaiah Mintz, the Pisgah center fielder, batting in the third spot tonight. One away now. Oh, there's a curveball fouled high off to the right side. Runners trying to converge. Oh, it falls in. Falls in. Isaiah's at second with a sure enough bloop double. I thought it was going foul, but it hit just a foot inside the right field line. So Isaiah Mintz now at second with one out with the pitcher.
Landon Wright.
Landon Wright to the plate.
Now batting number 13, Landon Wright.
See if the Bears can get something going here. One out, 2-0 here in the top half of the fourth from North Henderson. North Henderson with the lead. First pitch, swing, and another fly ball off to the right side. This time they may... Nope, he dropped it, and it gets away from him. Mintz will go to third, and Landon Wright is on second now. One away. Boone Carver to the plate. Now we have runners second and third and one out. See if Boone can...
Boone Carver.
Our catcher can get something going. As the right fielder got to the ball, and it just hit the glove and bounced away. Not far enough away from Isaiah to score, but he made it comfortably into third, and now Landon at second. Boone Carver to the plate. One out, second and third for the Bears. First pitch is curveball, misses outside. As we say in church, I'm going to manifest that that was outside. Now the catcher out to the in between the mound and the plate for a short conversation with McDermott. The catcher is Ryland Cunningham. He's a sophomore, and he is built like a catcher. He looks to be about 5 foot square. And can pick up this building from the looks of him. McDermott back to the mound. One ball, no strikes. One out. Second, third runners. Boone blasts one towards the left field. He's back. It's over his head. Mintz in to score. And now runners at second, third with Boone. You can't. I don't guess you could score that as a double, but we'll take the run regardless. Boone at second. Landon Wright at third. It's 2-1 now.
It was a double. He didn't touch it.
Did he not touch it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the way you think. So Boone with a good job there. I thought he might be deep enough for a sacrifice, but it ended up being a hit. There's one to the backstop, but a quick job by Cunningham to get to it. So the runner, Landon Wright.
Like I said, that's a short.
Yeah, you got a short fence from the backstop to the plate, and it works to the advantage of North Henderson there. Ours in Canton, of course, has that block wall behind it, and you don't know where it's going. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch inside to number 9. Zane Wilson playing left field tonight. 2-0 the count. One out. Runners at second and third. McDermott comes set. Pitch inside again. Almost got him. Three balls, no strikes. One out, 2-1 the score. North Henderson leading Pisgah.
All those Norths.
Here's the 3-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside edge. 3-1 the count to Zane Wilson. Third baseman in. Here's 3-1. He called it a strike. Oh, he was halfway to the base, halfway to first, and that delayed strike. But the count goes full, so that's not good. Our beloved scorekeeper had already wiped the board. Everybody thought it was a ball. It's like that game I saw the other day. The umpire made a call that everybody, including the bat dog,
yeah,
thought it was a ball. He called it a strike, and they had to go get the dog off the field that retrieved the bats. So Zane steps back in now instead of a walk. It's full count. And now it's a walk. He missed outside with a fastball. So now we got a full set of Bears on the bases. Bases loaded now.
Now batting
Owen Rigsby to the plate. First baseman who's made a couple of nice saves over there at first this evening. Owen is due. So bases loaded, one out. Ground ball will tie the game. First pitch to Owen is popped straight up. Let's hope it gets out. Cunningham chases to the fence, and it's over. So Owen won the count to Owen Rigsby. I sounded like I made that up professionally, but it was pure accident.
Yeah,
Infield in. As the bases are loaded with one out. 0-1. There's a curveball and a beauty. Swing and a miss from Owen. One of those oh no swings. He started it over the middle of the plate and it broke to the outside end. But so now Owen in the hole, 0-2. For now, that swing and a miss as that curveball is just deadly. So, two outs. If we leave the bases loaded, Coach Shepard may have to be transported
to the asylum.
To the
asylum.
Pardee. Zach Wester to the plate now, who's perfectly capable of doing some damage. First pitch catches the outside edge, allegedly.
I agree.
0-1 the count. Pisgah cut into the lead. It's 2-1. There's one swing and a miss. If he gets a strike call on that outside corner, then that curveball is just deadly. I swear I have a bunt right here with two strikes because you know it's coming. Zach Wester trying not to leave the bases loaded. And here it is. Oh, fouled away. It was the curveball, but it started inside and broke out over the plate. Hope that's not my wife's car. So Zach trying to hang in there. 0-2 count, two outs. Bases loaded. Pisgah trails 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. Here is the pitch. There's the big curve. Misses high. I don't know what he's doing at third. Landon Wright dives back safely. I'm not sure if he dove or he was shot down from the looks of that slide. But he made it back. That's the main thing. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and the bases loaded. Zach Wester at the plate. Called time. Somebody called time. Not sure who it was. Crowd getting rowdy. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. He got him. Left the bases jammed. Oh, that hurts. But they did get through for one run. Cut the lead in half. It's 2-1. North Henderson leading Pisgah Bears after. Whew, that hurt. Hey, let me remind you to join me tomorrow night, every Monday and Wednesday night, for Paper Town Roots Radio right here on WPTL. I'll play you 3 hours of the best music you'll hear anywhere. Bluegrass, classic country, gospel music, and we have people listening in from all over the world. We have a big old time, so come hang out with me every Monday and Wednesday night. Lord willing, be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. 7 to 10 every Monday and Wednesday for Paper Town Roots Radio.
Well, Tim, what's coming up?
What's coming up? As I understand, it's about that time of the year for the big party, isn't it?
The Pisgah Drawdown is going to be on May the 16th.
May 16th, the Pisgah Drawdown, the legendary Pisgah Drawdown.
Yes. Tickets sell out early.
They sure do.
Each ticket is $125. It gets two people into the event. We have live auctions, silent auctions, drawdowns. And at the end of the night, somebody can win $5,000.
Ah, they have a good meal there, as I recall, don't they?
Steak or chicken?
I had the steak.
Michael takes the chicken.
Does she?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, the Pisgah Drawdown is a great event, and all the proceeds go to Pisgah sports, all sports.
All sports.
Not just football, baseball, basketball, but all the sports. And it's a wonderful thing. If you've never been to the Pisgah Drawdown, you should go. It's an incredible event. And May 16th?
May 16th. Get your tickets early, folks. It's the place to be.
Where's the best place to get tickets? From any of the coaches?
The coaches.
Can they get them
booster,
to the school office?
They can.
No, same guy.
The tickets, you can get them from coaches, the booster club, anybody that wants to get a ticket. You can call high school and see if they have a ticket.
There you go. All else fails, go to the school office. They'll be glad to get you there. The catcher, Rylan Cunningham, starts the bottom half of the fourth for North Henderson as they lead Pisgah 2-1. Pisgah left the bases loaded there. Whew, heartbreaking there. First pitch from Landon Wright is well outside with a fastball. Boone Carver tracks it down. Again, the catcher, sophomore Ryland Cunningham, right-handed batter, to the plate. So one ball, no strikes. Nobody out as we start the bottom of the fourth. There's a strike on the outside edge.
Cunningham flew out to Zach in the second inning.
Yeah, he hit that one down the left field line, as I recall. Next pitch, fastball. This one's going towards Braden Surratt. Makes the play and throws him out.
4-3.
4-3. Big friendly hop to Braden Surratt.
Up to bat is Austin Brevard, the second baseman.
Stepping in the box for your Knights.
Junior Austin Brevard.
Austin Brevard.
Another right-handed hitter. One away here, nobody on. North Henderson 2-1 over Pisgah at this point. We are in the bottom half of the fourth. There's a big curveball, hits him right on the helmet. He just stood there and took it too. It was a big curveball. He didn't panic. So Brevard is aboard as he was the last time. That'll bring freshman third baseman Mason Cromer back to the plate. He was able to get on as well, as I recall.
Now batting number 23, Mason Cromer.
Big, tall freshman. Well over 6 feet. There goes the runner. Nope, a good fake, but the pitch, anyway, was a strike. Fastball on the outside corner. I thought Brevard had taken off. He made a really good deke, as we used to say. I don't know what people say now. I was calling Yogi Berra games. 0-1 to Mason Cromer. Brevard leads off. Fastball, swing and a miss. There's a back throw. He is safe back at first. Nice back tag by Owen Rigsby. Runner safe. Boone Carver will throw it behind.
He'll throw it to center field. Left field, right field.
Senior catcher. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boone has been a great catcher for Pisgah. One of the senior captains. Here's the next pitch. It's a curveball, swing and a miss. And that'll do it for Cromer. Now, two outs. And the outfielder, number 12, Dalton Osteen, who got things going.
Now batting left fielder, number 12, Dalton Osteen.
Two outs and a runner on first. North Henderson with that 2-1 lead here in the bottom half of the fourth. Landon Wright still on the mound for the Bears. There's one inside and high with a fastball. Still a really, really nice night. The wind died out. It's not as cold as I was anticipating. So one ball, no strikes. Next pitch is a curveball in there for a strike. 1-1 the count to Dalton Osteen, left fielder. I believe he scored one of the runs, didn't he, Jack?
He did.
Very speedy young man. We'd be happy for him to go back to left field here. 1-1 the count. There's one fouled right back to us. Jack Webb with a nice effort, but no catch. So one ball, two strikes now. Two outs and a runner on first. 2-1, North Henderson over Pisgah. Landon Wright looking to get out of an inning trouble-free here after bouncing one off the helmet of the runner on first. The 1-2 pitch. Big curveball misses high and inside, so the count even 2-2.
If you're a fan of the Hurricanes, they're leading Montreal 2-1 starting the second period.
We are fans of the Hurricanes. 2-2 pitch. Oh, he got him. Yep, they called strike three. Tried to check up, but couldn't. And that'll do it for North Henderson as they strand the runner at first, but they hang on to a 2-1 lead over Pisgah as we head to the fifth. We'll head back to the station. And our buddy Jack Q8, you're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, the home of Pisgah baseball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We are back live at North Henderson High School in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. Pisgah Baseball tonight, sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Kent Insurances, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air. Tim Surratt here with Jack Webb. Jack Q8 back in the studio. Base hit or a home run tonight, sponsored by Custom Paving. And McDermott back on the mound for North Henderson, pitching an excellent game tonight. You just have to give him their due. He struck out eight, I believe you said. Did you say eight?
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight strikeouts. Jackson Lehman up to bat.
Now batting number six, Jackson Lehman.
Tonight's right fielder, Jackson Lehman, steps in to start off the top half of the fifth. First pitch from McDermott is a high fastball called strike.
Might have been a changeup, I think.
It might have been. I don't know. There's a curveball that goes to the backstop, and he called a strike.
He called it a strike?
He must have crossed up the catcher. I don't understand all I know about that one. That has Eric scratching his head, and he's pulling for North Henderson in here. Let's see if we're getting any barking from the... I don't hear anything. So now it's 0-2. There's that curveball. I thought that was closer than the other one.
Yep.
Yeah, he gave me back.
It was a guilty conscience call there. So one ball, two strikes now. Nobody on, nobody out. Oh, swing and a miss. Now there's an out. Strikeout number nine for Jacob McDermott. Back to the top of the order. And Maddox Wright steps in, left-handed batting third baseman tonight.
He flew out to center and to third.
Batting number four, Maddox Wright.
So Maddox is due tonight. Steps up, North Henderson leading 2-1, one out now here in the top of the fifth. Oh, that went inside. So 1-0 count on Maddox Wright from McDermott, who, again, has pitched a great game tonight. That's all you can say. We had our chances last inning with bases loaded and one out. There's the next pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Maddox takes a swing. This could get through and does. Kind of dribbled one through the hole between first and second. Base hit.
Now batting number 10, Braden Sir.
Braden Sir, the strikeout victim his last time with a bunt single, his first at bat, steps in tonight. Had the big hit against Smoky Mountain the other night that ended the game.
Five inning game
with a
double off the
three line. Run double, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
I was listening from Raleigh. I was most excited. First pitch to Braden. Curveball lands on the outside corner. Man, he has been hitting that all night. Just a good pitch, all you can say. Braden gets his sign from Coach Shepard. Maddox leads a conservative lead off first. Now he's, he knew it was coming. Throw back, and he is safely in at first. Braden steps back in. 0-1 the count with one out. Pisgah trails 2-1 here. Here's the pitch. Another curveball. The runner goes. Maddox is in safely at second with a stolen base. The ball was high, so it should be 1-1. So now the tying run is scoring position. Braden can do something here. He calls time as Coach Shepard yells more instructions. They check their menu.
You want fries with that?
I'd love that. Now Braden steps back in. Maddox leads away from second. 1-1 to count. Oh, bunt foul. So now it's 1-2. That takes that play away. He just barely got a piece of it and fouled it off towards the Pisgah dugout off to the right side. So now 1-2. I know what he's thinking. He needs something. He needs to do something here. Base hit conceivably ties the game, but first he's got to deal with McDermott, who's just been excellent tonight. The 1-2 pitch. He calls time and walks away, and the ump had granted him time, so no pitch there.
Did you teach that to him?
No, that was it looked like a Carson Allison play
from
one of our favorite players from Pisgah, who's playing now in West Virginia in college. 1-2. 1 out. Maddox leads away from second. The 1-2 pitch to Braden. Oh, Lord, it's over his head. And I can hear my wife now. That Braden Surge is my son, in all transparency. And she just screamed, wear it from the bleachers.
Wear it.
Wear it, yes. She'll fuss at him about that. But the count even, 2-2. Maddox leads away. Oh, he is hit. He did wear it. I wish I hadn't spoke that into existence. That's a fastball, too. That hurt. Yeah, right into the ribs. Dang, that had to hurt. And now the coach for North Henderson on his way to the mound. I have runners at first and second now and one out. Oh, my goodness. You know, after the end of today's game, don't rush off. We'll be presenting the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. You know, it's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business.
Now batting number 14, Isaiah Mintz.
So now runners at first and second, one out. Isaiah Mintz, batting third tonight, steps to the plate, center fielder for Pisgah.
Had the bloop double.
He sure did, that bloop double. I think I'd already called it a foul, and it hit right about 1 foot left of the line. Braden Surge at first, Maddox right at second with one out. McDermott comes in and just nearly hit Maddox. Hit Isaiah almost. He has to duck out of the way. So 1-0. Again, Maddox at second, Maddox right. Braden Surratt leads off first for Isaiah Mintz with a 1-0 count, one out. 2-1 lead for North Henderson. There's a back throw to second, goes into center field, but Maddox unable to go to third because the center fielder, Kleinneck, was in perfect position to back up the throw. That kid must have had some good training from somewhere. By the way, that's his dad standing next to us, the North Henderson announcer. It was a good heads-up play. Kept Maddox from going to third. Here's the pitch. Maddox is going on his own, and now Isaiah's hit. So now base is loaded and one out, and that'll bring Landon Wright to the plate.
Come on, you got to take him out.
Yeah, here's McDermott struggling a little bit now. Coach Shepard comes down the line to meet Landon Wright. As bases are loaded again for the Bears, it's going to break through. Now would be a time. Maddox at third, Braden at second, and now Isaiah Mintz at first. Landon right to the plate. First pitch is a bouncer. Fastball in the dirt. Ball one. McDermott in a bit of trouble here, but you've got to give it to him. He struck out about 9 tonight, I think. Landon at the plate now. McDermott fires. Fouled that one off. I'm not sure he touched it. It may have hit the catcher and bounced off, but regardless. It's one ball and two strikes, and if they get in this position again, we need to score a run here at least tie the game.
Correct.
2-1 North Henderson leads here in the top half of the fifth. Bases loaded for the Bears and one out, but a 1-2 count on Landon Wright. The pitch hammered foul straight back. Count remains 1-2. That one hit a AC Gremlin parked just behind the press box.
Michael had one of those.
I don't doubt it. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bases loaded. One ball, two strike pitch. Oh, he got him. Swing and a miss. Two outs again. Man, if they leave the bases loaded, Coach Shepard's going to be furious and they're going to be heartbroken. But that brings Boone Carver to the plate, who smacked a double his last time to drive in the one Pisgah run. Shepard calls timeout and has a conference with the Pisgah catcher, Boone Carver, down the third baseline. Maddox comes in. This is crucial right here, as it's getting late innings. I know what Braden's thinking. I don't want to eat that fastball for nothing. So he is on second. Isaiah Mintz on first after getting hit also, and Maddox Wright at third. McDermott trying to get out of a bases-loaded jam for the second inning in a row. As Boone Carver steps in. Here's the first pitch. He shows bunt and bunts it right into his own face. Had the squeeze play going, which is something you don't see every day with a catcher. But Boone runs well. So 0-1 the count now.
Is it 2 outs?
Yeah, there are 2 outs. The pitch, curveball, misses outside. 1-1 now to Boone Carver in a big spot for the Bears. Trying to keep the momentum going after a big win against Smokey on this past Friday night. 1-1 pitch to Boone. It's inside. Fastball inside. He gave the heart flutter motion. He would probably been all right with getting hit, but he didn't really want to. That would have tied the game. 2 balls and a strike, 2 outs, and bases loaded. The Bears trail 2-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss, as he was well ahead of that one. So now the Bears in trouble again. McDermott with the curveball, which substantially slower, and Boone out front of that one. So now the count even, 2-2, 2 outs, bases loaded, and the Bears trailing by one. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses high. It broke over the plate, but high. Now the full count. See if he goes back to it and tries to get him to chase. It's going to be tough, though, because ball four ties the game. McDermott on the mound. Boone Carver at the plate. Full count pitch. Misses outside, and that ties the game. Came back with a fastball, and the game is now tied. Bases remain loaded. 2-2. Number 9 comes to the plate.
Now batting number 9, Zane Wilson.
Zane Wilson playing left field. He was last Friday night's player of the game. I think he had 3 hits in that game, didn't
Correct.
He?
Correct, yep.
So now, sir, it's a third. Mintz to second. Boone Carver at first. Zane at the plate. Fastball right down the middle. Hit towards short. He's up with it. Goes a short route to second. Hard slide by Boone, but all good. And that'll end the inning, but the Bears do tie it up. Boone apologizes to the shortstop. Whew, what a game so far. 2-2 as we close out the Bears' half of the fifth inning. You know, let me remind you that baseball means that it's springtime. So for a spring insurance checkup with your friends at Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or any of her staff at 648-6550 for any and all personal or business insurance needs. Let me remind you, if you missed any of the Pisgah Bears basketball or football games, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. You simply go to WPTLradio.net. You click on the sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. And you know, you can go and listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. That's Pisgah On Demand. Check it out. I'm looking forward to when they get all the baseball games on there so I can hear Jack's call from last Friday night's
game.
Well,
Kevin and I.
Kevin Lowry.
Yep.
So the game tied now. After a couple of hits, Batman, and a walk, bases loaded walk, Landon Wright's going to stay on the mound for the Bears as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Excellent game. Both pitchers really doing a good job.
Should be Nolan Slaughter up to bat.
I think you're right.
You're right. Slaughter, Hannah, and Mason.
The freshman, Nolan Slaughter, leadoff hitter. Playing well for a freshman. They've got several good freshmen playing tonight. That third baseman, I thought he's doing a good job. Cromer. But our Bears have pulled in and tied it up. So we got a whole new ball game here. Landon Wright remains on the mound for the Bears. Thrown very well. Positions remain the same. Landon Wright, Boone Carver behind the plate. Owen Rigsby at first. Braden Sir at second. Zach Wester at short. Maddox Wright, the third baseman. Zane Wilson in left. Isaiah Mintz in center. Jackson Lehman in right.
For Knights, number two, shortstop, Nolan Slaughter.
So Slaughter steps in. Crowd getting into it now. First pitch from Landon Wright. Fastball swing and a miss at a high fastball. Had some steam on it. Here's the next pitch. Fastball outside corner, strike two. Landon, as he often does, man, just gets really limbered up as the game goes. And we are in the bottom half of the fifth here. I don't know the pitch count. Though, two pitch swing and a miss. Struck him out. Then Boone, on the throw around, throws it to Zane in left field.
Hey, great throw!
And Eric, the North Henderson public address announcer, who knows the Carvers very well, friends, give them the business out of the window here. Hey, you settle down over there. Again, spirited game, but friendly folks over here. First pitch, swing and a miss on another fastball. Cameron Hanna, Jr. at the plate. There's another fastball on the outside edge again. 0-2 quickly.
Come on, Cameron!
Here's, there's one foul down the left field side. Chop foul. Third base side. Count remains 0-2. Cameron Hanna, right-handed batter at the plate. One away. Tie game here in the bottom half of the fifth between North Henderson and Pisgah. 0-2. Curveball. Just missed outside.
Ooh, close.
That was very close. That could have been a strike. It could have been a ball. It's been both tonight. So one ball, two strikes now. One away here, tie ball game. Landon kicks, fires, fastball high. 2-2 now. Dugout's getting loud, as they normally do. 2-2 the count, one out. Landon, pitch, curveball, misses low. Boy, that one had some movement on it. Now the count goes full to Cameron Hanna. Here's the full count pitch. It's a curveball swing and a miss. Got him. Strikeout number two on the inning. Two outs now in this tie ball game.
Now batting first baseman, number eight, Peyton.
Big left-handed Maven. Hitter. Peyton Maven to the plate. Does he do that every time? He took his time and disfigured the batter's box. Here we go. First pitch. Strike on the inside corner to the left-handed batter, Peyton Maben. 0-1 the count. Nobody on. There's a quick pitch. Number two, he swings and misses. So 0-2 now. I didn't even have time to look. Landing in a rhythm now. 0-2. Two outs in this tie ball game. Bottom of the fifth. Landing right. There's a curveball. Swing and a miss. Got him. And he struck out the side. Dominant inning from Landon Wright. Finishes off the fifth. We'll head to the sixth in just a moment, but first we send it back to Jack Cuate at the station. Pisgah and North Henderson tied at two apiece. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
We are live in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson High School, where Pisgah and North Henderson are tied at two as we head to the top of the sixth. Owen Rigsby will be leading off. What a good game we've got. Owen Rigsby, the first baseman, steps in.
Rigsby.
Struck out twice.
Struck out twice. Both pitchers tonight with 10 strikeouts.
That's great.
No, that's bad. Owen steps in, calls time, and steps out. McDermott remains on the mound for North Henderson. Got out of bases-loaded jams in the last two innings with only surrendering two runs. First pitch to Owen is a little bit high. Ball one. Owen has struck out twice. He's due for one. 2-2 tie in the top of the sixth. 1-0 count to Owen Rigsby. It is swing and a miss. Took a little something off of that one. Looked like a changeup or something.
He's stepping in the hole.
Yeah. So one ball, one
That's
strike.
A baseball term, folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a curveball foul straight back, so Owen behind now 1-2 with Zach Wester on deck. We got a couple of these boys that are due tonight. Good ball game, though. Good ball game. Here's the pitch. That one over the catcher and everybody else's head and hits the backstop. 2-2 now to Owen Rigsby. Nobody out, nobody on here as we start the sixth inning, but with an even count, 2-2. The pitch from McDermott. It hit him. It hit him on the arm. No damage done, as he is, like all the boys, wears that arm guard. So a free pass issued to Owen Rigsby. We may be doing a pinch runner here for Owen, and we are. Wren Harden looks like he's going to pinch run for Owen. He's pretty speedy. Zach Wester will be coming to the plate. So now, Pisgah with a chance to fight for the lead for the first time tonight. Zach Wester steps in. Wren Harden now in for Owen Rigsby, leads off first. McDermott fires, slash attempt there. He shows bunt, draws back, and takes a swing. Play is doesn't work as he misses. But we got one on and nobody out. See if he calls a bunt, see if any other play on here. Zach Wester at the plate. Here's the pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Hope you're enjoying the game tonight. Tim Sir here, Jack Webb alongside, and Jack Q8 back at the station helping us. It's Pisgah in a good fight tonight. Here's the pitch to Zach. Curveball high and misses. So two balls and a strike to the Pisgah shortstop tonight, who is also an all-conference pitcher. Ren Harden leads away from first. He's going. Swing and a miss. He's going to be out, I think. No, he got under the tag. He is safe. It's a good throw by Cunningham. Might have had a little much air under it, but Ren beats the throw. So it's 3-1 now to Zach Wester. And Ren Harden in for Owen Rigsby after he was hit by the pitch. Sorry, 2-2 the count. I misspoke. 2-2 the count. Oh, what a curveball. Chop foul off to the left side to the North Henderson dugout. Zach trying to stay alive here, 2-2. Wren takes a lead off second. McDermott gives him a look. Nobody covers, comes to the plate. That one's inside, but he hammers it towards center. Kleinneck is there for an easy out, can of corn. Incredible defensive skill by that young man.
Now batting number 6, Jackson Lane.
I got his dad tickled. He couldn't make the announcement over the PA.
Sorry, Jackson.
He took about, Kleinick took about 4 steps in and caught that fly ball. So now we got one out and a runner on second. Jackson Lehman at the plate. Then we'll be back to the top of the order again with Maddox Wright, who singled his last at bat. Ren Harden dancing around out there. There's a bunt and a good one, very good one. That's going to be a tough play. He comes up, throwing, drops the ball. Totally dropped the ball. And
come on, coach!
It's a McDermott with an error there. Not for lack of effort. But Jackson Lehman would have very likely been safe anyway. So Maddox Wright now to the plate.
Number 4.
With first and third and one out.
Give a hit to Jackson.
You going
to
give Jackson a hit?
Yeah.
That was a great bunt. It was a great bunt and very likely would have been a hit. Yeah, I think you're right. Even North Henderson is agreeing on that one. We're tied here, folks. A lot of excitement here. Top half of the sixth inning. Pisgah with one out and runners on the corners. McDermott going all the way so far. Oh, great curveball. Just missed. I don't know if it was outside or low or both. But it was had some serious mojo on it. I almost ducked, and I'm 50 yards behind it.
Correct.
Well, you're short, too.
Yes, I am.
I was right in the line of fire, wasn't I? So one ball, no strikes to Matic Wright, the leadoff hitter tonight, left-handed batter, playing third tonight. Runners on the corners. McDermott, there goes the runner to second. They throw, if that was a good throw, we might have got him at third. They executed the same play that Pisgah tried with Boone Carver earlier in the game. And Ren Harden was well down the line. And the third baseman, Cromer, who is about 6'2", it looks like, had to seriously jump. So now we have 1-1, one out, and runners at second and third now. Maddox at the plate, but he steps out.
Infield in.
Yep, every infielder in now. A lot of room between infield and outfield. Ren at third. Curveballs fouled away, straight back. One ball, two strikes now. Braden Surratt on deck, who was hit by a pitch last time. So we reset. One ball, two strikes, one out. Game tied at 2. So much going on, I forget to give you the score, and I apologize for that, but it's a tie game. That's why it's so crucial right now. Runners second, third. The pitch to Maddox. Curveball. Base hit. Solid single. One run is in. He's around third, and he's in safely. Jackson Lehman with a head first slide. Two.
Two-run single for Maddox Wright. Solid single into center field. So that will presumably be all for McDermott, who's pitched a game and pitched a whale of a game. Struck out 10, but just couldn't make it through the sixth. Meeting on the mounds with the coach and McDermott and Cunningham, the catcher. We don't know if he's going officially if he's going to change, but it's kind of the way it felt, but we'll see. Braden Surratt now to the plate, having a meeting with Coach Shepard. I don't know. Seems like a long meeting. Now the umpire making his way to break it up. Might be stalling for warming somebody up or something. I don't know. Total speculation on my part. Now the umpire trying to break up the meeting. Now the other umpire comes in. And now McDermott will make his way out. Looks like Cromer is going to come in as the pitcher. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let me remind you, we will be awarding the A1 Stories Player of the Game at the conclusion of tonight's game, so don't run off. You know it's time for spring sports and baseball and spring cleaning. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations. They serve Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. You can keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Did you know that Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long? You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. If you click on the sports tab and then choose the Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu, you can check in often, as we'll add new players after every game. That's WPTLradio.net. And again, while we're having a pitching change, he's taking his warm-up pitch. As we'll remind you, we're brought to you tonight in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, Custom Paving, and Paper Town Roots Radio.
There you go. Get that knock in.
I will. I'll be back on the air with you at 7 o'clock again tomorrow night with Paper Town Roots Radio. Jack comes in and sits with me once in a while. Always fun. Carter Ball will be there tomorrow, presumably.
How many streams?
47,000.
47,000.
We average 47,000 digital listeners every night.
Yeah.
And then whoever's listening over the actual radio.
Yep.
So people love the bluegrass and the classic country and the gospel music. Had to pay tribute last night, Jack, to one of my dear bluegrass friends, Ronnie Bowman.
Yeah, I saw that.
Lonesome River Band. Yeah. Passed away tragically this weekend, just a year older than me.
Was it a car accident?
A terrible motorcycle accident. Yeah. In Nashville.
Yeah.
So, did it. Probably play some more of his music tomorrow night. He was a dear friend.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, tragic accident. In fact, with Balsam Range, we're supposed to record on Thursday, but I think the memorial service has been scheduled for Thursday, so that may not happen. All right, we're ready to go with Cromer on the mound. Braden Surratt coming to the plate tonight. He struck out, got hit by a pitch, and with a bunt single in the first.
Yeah.
So we got a runner on first. Pisgah leads 4-2 now. Throw back to first from Cromer. And this is going to be so hard for me to say. We had a famous character in Haywood County named Cromer Rathbone. So if I say that, don't even
Mr. Cromer Rathbone.
Yes, none of the Rathbones get stirred up at me. What do we say? Did he? He stepped off. I thought he said balk, which at my age, he could have said wank a rotary engine for all I hear. Maddox leads off another throw back to first. He's in safely. So, I swear I almost said Rathbone again. Cromer, the freshman who's now on the mound, came in from third base. Super tall kid, pitching to a super short kid. Braden squares to bunt, pulls it back, and he throws to second. The throw is no good, and Maddox is in safely. He bounced the throw. Cunningham did.
He called that a ball?
I don't know. I was watching the play. It looked like a ball to me. Settle down, Eric. I'm
watching.
Cheering for your boy. Don't you got to cheer for mine.
Oh, that's right here.
Go, Braden, he said. There's a strike on the outside corner. I didn't even have to wait for the umpire. So 1-1, I believe, is the count.
I was watching Maddox.
Dancing around it, Maddox.
So I didn't see the ball or the strike.
Count even 1-1, one out. And the pitch to Braden. Sir, it about got him in the head.
Own it.
Oh, no. That's you'll hear his mom. There's his mom. Wear it.
Wear it.
It's your senior year. Wear it. So 2-1 now. Maddox leads off second. Pisgah now with a 4-2 lead after Maddox Wright with that sharp single to bring in the two runners. So Braden steps back in. Two balls and a strike. One out. That runner on second. Base hit. Could score. There's a foul. Back to the fence. 2-2 now. Cromer with a good velocity. I tell you, the future is bright for North Henderson. If I said North Buncombe again, but for North Henderson,
for 2 years,
they've got a lot of good young players, including this one on the mound. Oh, Braden strikes out swinging. High fastball got him. He is so mad. He's given instruction to Isaiah Mensis. He comes to the plate now with two outs. 4-2 Pisgah lead here in the top half of the sixth. Braden with a two-strikeout game. I dread the ride home. Isaiah Mintz, all-conference player for the Bears the last two seasons in a row.
He's double and then got hit with a pitch.
That went in on his hands, and he pulled it foul sharply down third baseline. So Maddox still on second with two outs now. Such a nice night here in North Henderson. 0-1 the count now. Two outs. Runner on second. There's one right down the middle, fouled off to the right by Isaiah Mintz, Pisgah center fielder. So 0-2 now to Isaiah. Boy, a little insurance here would be nice. Call Canton Insurance Services. See what I did there? Here's the pitch. Oh, well outside. Tracked down by Cunningham, the catcher. So,
how much would it be? What's the insurance?
That? I don't know. One run would be perfect right now. You'll have to call Michelle Baxton and get a quote.
That's right.
6550. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. It's foul back. Maddox was off and running. Count remains 1-2. Two outs now. Pisgah now with a 4-2 lead. These two teams will play again, I believe, on Friday night in Canton. The 1-2 pitch comes set on its way. Swing and a miss. No, he stayed alive. He tipped it. I thought the catcher had dropped it, but no, he tipped it a bit. Just barely got a piece of it to stay alive. So the count still 1-2 strikes. Maddox Wright's been on second for a long time now. The pitch fouled straight back again on a high fastball. Isaiah with a good at bat here, trying to add on another run. Pisgah dug out alive now. The 1-2 pitch again. Maddox dancing around. 2-2 now as that one misses high. Two and two now. Two outs. Pisgah with a 4-2 lead. Top half of the sixth. And Isaiah Mintz staying alive, trying to. There's one in the dirt. Gets away. And Maddox will take third. And now the count will go full as that one was in the dirt and bounced away from catcher Rylan Cunningham. So Maddox right on his horse to third. And the count is full to Isaiah Mintz, who's had a really good at bat here. like to see him finish it off in a positive manner. Cromer trying to get him. Wind up, pitch, high, and he walks him. That fastball missed high. So Isaiah Mintz draws a walk, and Landon Wright, the cleanup hitter and pitcher for the evening, comes to the plate. I believe he struck out his last go.
Yes.
Landon Wright to the plate. Boone Carver, the catcher, on deck. And Cromer on the mound. The runner goes to second. Throw down to third. Maddox was hanging close by. So now we have second and third. Still two outs. Landon at the plate. 4-2 Pisgah leads North Henderson. Pitch from Cromer. Hit hard and deep, but foul from Landon Wright. Pulled it down the left field line. So 1-1 now. Freshman Mason Cromer on the mound for North Henderson. Previously at third base before McDermott came out of the game. The pitch, that one's high and away. 2-1 now. Again, runners at second and third. Two outs. 4-2, Pisgah leads. Just a good ball game tonight. Both pitchers pitching extremely well. Cromer might, McDermott might have stayed in a little too long. There's a high fly ball towards left field. They're converging. Shortstop calls it off and misses it. But it's a foul ball, so they have to go back.
How do we miss that?
And we have a disgruntled PA announcer.
There's two over there, two over here.
Just having a rough night along the foul lines. Landon stays alive. 2-2. Second, third, two outs. Freshman Mason Cromer trying to get out of the inning. 2-2, the pitch, fastball, hammered towards short. He's up with it, looks at second, makes the throw to first. And that'll do it for Pisgah in the top half of the sixth. But 4-2, Pisgah leads. They strand a couple, but take the lead. Man, what a good ball game tonight. Let me remind you, I mentioned her a minute ago, in all seriousness, if you need a spring insurance checkup with Kent Insurance Services, call our friend Michelle Baxley or one of her great staff members at 648-6550 for any and all of your personal or business insurance needs. What an excellent game. 4-2, Pisgah took the lead. Maddox Wright drove in two with a sharp single to center field. So just a nice turnaround, and started getting towards the late innings. I got a little nervous, but they're hanging around. Again, I'll remind you to hang out with me tomorrow night again. 7 o'clock, 3 hours of bluegrass, and whatever else I decide to throw in. Paper Town Roots Radio.
Metallica.
No, not Metallica. Well, we do right. There's a group called Iron Horse that does bluegrass versions of all the heavy metal songs, and it is great.
Yeah.
They do I think they do a Metallica song. Might be Enter Sandman. But regardless, come hang out with me tomorrow night, every Monday and Wednesday night for Paper Town Roots Radio.
What's up with the Cleverleys?
Hadn't heard from them lately. Well, I love to follow Digger Cleverly on Facebook because he comes out with crazy stuff all the time, just random stuff. Legalize okra and stuff like that, you know.
Save a squirrel.
Save the squirrel. Save a whale, kill a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the Save the Whale Squirrel Hunt. People at home are going, what are these guys smoking up here?
All right, leading us off for our John Henderson tour tonight. Number one, Dylan Kleinig.
Dylan Kleinig. And we're pulling for this kid. Comes from a good family. He is the center fielder. Made a couple of good plays tonight. Starting off the bottom of the sixth, for North Henderson, who trails our Pisgah Bears 4-2. First pitch, fastball away for ball one. Kleinick, a senior. Fastball away again. Hear the glove pop from here. 2-0 now. We don't want base runners, except for this one. Not really. A 2-0 pitch from Landon Wright. That one catches the corner, so now two balls and a strike.
Landon has 10 strikeouts so far this game.
Wow. Excellent outing for Landon. There's a fastball fouled away off to the right by Dylan Kleinick. And after announcing North Henderson games for three or four years now, I've met his dad in properly pronouncing his name. 2-1 now. No, 2-2, my bad. Oh, gosh. That one went over Dylan's head. Nice snag by Boone Carver. So now the count goes full. Nobody on and nobody out. Pisgah 4-2 lead, top of the sixth. I'm sorry, bottom of the sixth. There's the pitch. Curveball fouled away. Just a good job to stay alive. It's a good pitch from Landon Wright. As Jack said, 10 strikeouts tonight, as did North Henderson's starting pitcher, Jacob McDermott. So full count again. Landon, the pitch, walks him high and inside with a fastball. So Kleinick reaches, and the tie-in run will come to the plate. That will be Blake Taylor coming to the plate.
For the North Henderson Knights, designated hitter number 15, Blake Taylor.
Right-handed batter Taylor, the DH for the Knights, come to the plate as Kleinick leads off first. First pitch was exactly where the last pitch was, high and inside. Ball
on, Landon.
Might ought to think about warming somebody up. Or here's a pitch, same place. Boone threatens a back throw. Owen not covering, and Dylan Kleinick back in on his stomach. Safely. 2-0 now to the DH, Blake Taylor. Landon taking his time now. The pitch high with a fastball, 3-0. And there it is. Harold Shepard heads for the mound. Coach Shepard walking to the mound. We'll see what's in store right now.
Well, our next broadcasts are going to be softball.
That's right, yeah.
West Henderson this Thursday.
Good.
And then North Henderson.
Is that Friday?
Softball, yeah, softball. So, softball and Thursday and Friday.
Okay. We split airtime with the softball. The girls' softball team off to a good start, by the way, as are the boys. So Coach Shepard leads Landon in, had a short conference on the mound. We got a 3-0 count, and there's a throwback to first. In safely is Kleinick. Blake Taylor, the DH, at the plate again. 3-0 count. Landon maybe showing a few signs of fatigue. That one misses. And now we've got runners on first and second after that walk. We may be in a similar situation that North Henderson was shortly ago. So now we've got nobody out, runners on first and second. Cunningham to the plate, the catcher.
The catcher, number 14, Rylan Cunningham.
So first and second, looks like we're going to have a pinch runner at first. Is that Dario Geronimo, who is about 5 feet tall, and I guarantee you can run like a deer. He will be pinch running at first. And again, the catcher, Rylan Cunningham. I don't know if anybody's warming up in the Pisgah bullpen. We cannot see it from here. But they sure are taking their time, so it makes you wonder if somebody's warming up. First pitch outside as he showed bunt. I got a word from Colorado there via text. Said, bring in the heater.
Bring in the heater.
Yeah. I think he's talking about our second baseman. Here's pitch. Strike on the outside corner as he showed bunt again, pulled back. So one ball, one strike now, I believe, is the count. I think it's 1-1. The scoreboard hadn't changed, but I believe that's the count. So runners on first and second, nobody out, to the catcher for North Henderson. Landon fires outside again, 3-1. We're about to have bases loaded here if we're not careful. Oh, has it? Yeah. Yeah, the scoreboard battery, according to our friend Eric here, says may have died, so they can't change the scoreboard. What a dirty trick. Oh, there's a good bunt. He's going to go to third. Oh, Maddox dropped the ball. Do they call it safe? Or they calls him out on the transfer? He called him out with a transfer. So he got the lead runner, which is big.
That was the wrong bunt, man. First base side.
Oh no. So the first out of the inning as a force play at third. Maddox caught the ball and dropped the ball. And the transfer dropped the ball, so the out was recorded. One out now, still first and second. Brevard to the plate. Landon fires fastball strike. I think Landon is tiring because the previous inning, he was just mowing them down. And he's laboring in this one. 0-1 the count. Pisgah leads 4-2. There's another fastball. That one in the dirt, blocked nicely by Boone Carver. It rolls halfway back to the mound, but they converge. Now Maddox having a talk with the pitcher. I'm not Maddox. I'm sorry. Boone Carver, the catcher, having a talk with Landon. Looks like we may have another running change as number 18 has entered the game to run. That's Isaac Hernandez, a junior, is now the pinch runner at first. Austin Brevard is the batter. One out and runners on first and second. Pisgah leads 4-2 here in the bottom half of the sixth. Landon fires down the middle, fastball, tipped, foul. Now it's one ball, two strikes. As Landon tries to get out of this inning with no runs, scored. Landon, he's pitched a whale of a ball game.
Yes, he has.
Ten strikeouts and looking for another here. One ball, two strikes to Brevard. Oh, missed high, just a little bit high. 2-2.
Still got some pop.
Landon missed an entire year with arm surgery. But now he's got a 2-2 count. One out and runners on first and second. Pisgah clinging to a 4-2 lead. The pitch. Curveball hit into left. Zane comes on, makes the play, throws back to second. The runner back in safely is Braden. Does a split to catch the ball. So that's two outs now. Zane came in and made a play and left.
How about the pitcher? 23, Mason Cromer.
So the freshman Cromer back in. Now the pitcher. As there are two outs and runners remain at first and second. As Landon Wright looks to get through the sixth inning. Again, with a 10-strikeout night. The pitch, curveball, falls in there for a strike to Cromer. Excellent pitch. 0-1 now, two outs, 4-2 Pisgah, but runners at first and second. Landon throws, fastball, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count now on Cromer. Landon Wright looking for his 11th strikeout if he can complete this. 0-2. Two outs. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Just missed. He was headed for the dugout.
Ooh.
Just missed. Whew, that's been there off and on all night. He thought he had him. One ball, two strikes. Yeah. Two outs. And he fires. Swing and a miss with a high fastball. He gets out of it. Pisgah hanging on to the 4-2 lead. We will go to the seventh. Whew, what a ball game. 4-2, Pisgah over North Henderson. We'll send her back to Jack at the station. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at North Henderson High School. The Bears lead the Knights 4-2. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Our sponsors are Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniform Services, Kenton Insurance, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTO, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving. Great pitching performance for Landon Wright. He's got 11 strikeouts against the Knights. And the top of the, let's see. The
number 8, Boone Carver.
Up next to bat is Boone Carver, the catcher for the Bears. High and tight fastball. Called a ball. Boone has a single, a walk, and next pitch of Boone, curveball low and away. Next pitch on the way to Boone. Laces it down the left field line out of play.
He's done that a couple of times tonight.
Yeah, he has a double and a walk, but he did strike out in the second inning.
2-1 the count. Cromer trying to keep the lead at 2 as Pisgah leads 4-2 here in the top of the seventh. Here's a pitch, high and away. So 3-1 now, it looks like, to Boone Carver.
He'll be followed by Zane Wilson.
Zane's played a good game again tonight. Cromer, the big, tall freshman on the mound, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Oh, hit him on the forearm. Or was that just a straight walk?
I think it's just a straight walk.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Little inside, so Boone Carver with a leadoff walk.
Now batting number 9, Zane Wilson.
Zane has walked, had a strikeout and a 6-4 play against the Knights.
Zane steps in, had a nice catch and left in the top half of the inning, or the bottom of the previous inning. There's a ball, a little bit high. One ball, no strikes, nobody out, runner on first, Pisgah leads 4-2. Top half of the seventh with three outs to go against a really game North Henderson team. There's one high and away from Cromer.
Two balls.
2-0 count. Again, Boone Carver on first. Pisgah catcher leads away, dancing around the pitch from Cromer. Gets away from the catcher as it was way inside. And now Boone Carver around second and hangs right there. Now the coach for North Henderson on his way to the mound. We'll see if there's going to be another pitching change. We'll find out shortly. All base hits and home runs this baseball season, as we are just underway with a broadcast, second one of the year, sponsored by Custom Paving. Those are good folks out there. Remind you that tonight's game brought to you by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving. They're doing a lot with us, and we appreciate that. Remind you that we will be honoring one of the Pisgah players tonight with the Player of the Game, A1 Storage, Player of the Game. They have 13 locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all your stuff at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Shout out to Mike Lovelace. So here we go. Cromer stays in the game. We got a 3-0 count. Boone on second leads away. There's a strike right down the middle to Zane. So now 3-1 count. Pisgah again leads 4-2. Top half of the seventh here at North Henderson. Here's Cromer with the 3-1 pitch. Fouled high, but straight back. Was scared for just a minute it might stay in there. So now we got a full count to Zane Wilson. Boone with a healthy leadoff second. Shortstop creeps towards the... Now we go back. And a ball outside. So now Zane Wilson reaches on a walk. First and second, and nobody out.
Now batting number 18, Owen Rigsby.
First baseman Owen Rigsby to the plate. So we have first and second, nobody out, and a two-run lead. Owen is due. Shout out to his brother who may be listening from Rockingham. Whoa, Owen squares the bunt. Pulls back and the ball is a long way inside. He has to get out of the way. Of course, his brother, you remember very well, Eli.
Eli, yeah.
Plays at Rockingham Community College now. And was at my house on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. One ball, no strikes. Oh, Boone's taking off. He's going to make it. Oh, nice save by the third baseman just to keep it in the infield as the ball was way up the line towards second base. He had to make a sliding play, so both runners advance. A double steal. So now the count 1-1, runners at second and third, Owen Rigsby, first baseman at the plate, trying to add that insurance run. Canton Insurance Services insurance run. Write that down. I'm making that a thing now.
Yeah. Need to call Michelle.
Yeah. There's one low in the right spot, but just a little bit low. So two balls and a strike on Big O, Owen Rigsby. Second and third, and still nobody out. Here's the pitch from Cromer. That one's on the outside for a strike, outside edge of the plate. So 2-2 on Owen Rigsby.
Runners ball in play.
Yeah, just anywhere. Backside would be beautiful. Just make contact and go. There it is, and he hits one high and deep. This one may be. Is this one going to stay in? It's off the wall. One run scores, two run score. Owen with a double off the top of the wall. I thought it was gone. I really thought it was
close.
Gone.
Yeah.
Owen needed that. I am so proud for him. That'll be 6-2 as both runs are plated, second and third, and Owen with a monster pulled left field double. They hit just halfway down the fence out there, maybe higher than that. Just a great shot, and a great shot in the arm for Owen, who had been in a little bit of a lull. As Pete Rose would say, you don't say slump. So Pisgah now leads 6-2, top of the seventh. Owen now alone on the base pads at second. Zach Wester to the plate tonight. He shows bunt and lays one down right back to Cromer, who throws him out. And that's the first out of the inning, but Owen is moved to third on the sacrifice bunt from Zach Wester. Very nice job.
Now batting number six, Jackson Lehman.
Lehman to the plate, playing right field tonight.
Good linebacker on the football team, too.
He doesn't look built like a linebacker, does he? But he was a good linebacker. He shows bunt, pulls back, goes for that swing thing that they run a lot with a runner on third, and misses. So strike one. One away, runner on third, 6-2 Pisgah lead. As Owen Rigsby with a two-run double. I mean, a monster shot. Here's the pitch. Here's a good-looking shot, but the left fielder retreats. Retreats more. It's over his head.
Wow.
It's over his head. Owen Rigsby in to score, and Jackson with a double to left field again. 7-2 now. Pisgah leads. As we say, as Owen and Jackson Lehman swap places. Now, Maddox right to the plate, top of the order, who's had a good night. He actually had the hit that gave Pisgah the lead. Sometimes I think we should do an offensive and defensive player of the game.
Correct.
You know?
We do it in football.
Do we? Mm-hmm. I may lobby for that. Yeah. And I'll tell you who I think it should be tonight here in a minute. We'll present that award here in a little bit. Maddox shows bunt on the first pitch. It's high and away. And to be honest, you can't really blame Cromer. He's had now Owens was a sure enough double off the wall. There was no catching it. But there's been balls to the outfield that might have been caught. So it ain't all on him. Oh, there's a pitch inside on Maddox. He backs out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. One out. And again, Jackson Lehman on second. Everybody contributing tonight. One out. Maddox at the plate. The pitch. This one's way outside. Braden Surratt on deck, who was hit by a pitch and struck out twice and has a bunt single. Fun ball game tonight. Three and O count now. Maddox shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's a ball four as it skips away from Cunningham, the catcher. Now first and second, one out, and Braden Surratt to the plate. He had the RBI lead on the team coming into this game. I'm not sure he does now. But he is ready to go with a chance to pick some up. First and second, one out. Pisgah leads 7-2 now. He shows bunt. He pulls back. misses on the swing. They love to do that play, and it's been successful quite a few times, but swing and a miss on that one. So 0-1 the count. First and second, runners lead away. Cromer gives a look back to second, now comes to the plate. Outside.
Come on, Cubs!
1-1 the count now. 1-1. Cromer laboring out there. One and one the count. One out, and again, runners at first and second. Braden Surd at the plate with. Here's the pitch. There's a base hit right up the middle. Right up the middle. He's going to hold the runner at third. So now base is loaded with a nice single right over second base for Braden Surratt, which I'm so proud for him because I know he's not happy with himself up to this point. Meeting on the mound now as the North Henderson coach heads out, Jack. Freshman Dario Geronimo comes in to warm up to pitch, and let's see who goes where now. Again, before the game is over, I want to thank the AD here, who I don't know his name, but very nice gentleman, and Eric Kleineck here who invited Jack and myself into the North Henderson press box to broadcast the game tonight. It's been really nice. Especially when I looked out a minute ago and saw my wife wrapped up like she was in Antarctica. Very pleasant evening here in the press box. Appreciate the hospitality. You don't see that very often, do we?
Michael will tell me.
Yeah, Jack's wife, Michael's out. I did run into her out there. She had some kind of parka thing on. Shout out to our friends. In Hendersonville over here, and I saw Allison out there, Stephen, Allison, Paris, their kids, great friends of ours. Oh, my. Oh, yeah, let me thank Adam Maben, that's the AD. Very kind to us tonight. Again, invited Jack and myself. I don't know of another place that's invited us into the actual press box. Can you think of one? I mean, we usually set up outside.
Well...
But this is really nice of them tonight.
And yeah. We've been in the East Henderson press box, but we had to talk them into it.
Last couple of times that wasn't the case.
That's right.
So Braden with a single to load the bases now is Dario Geronimo. And I can tell our friend Eric over here, my son's excited to hear the trumpets. He's who's that, Diaz, I guess, that has the trumpet reliever song in the for he was with the Reds, now the Dodgers or something like that. All the boys recognize it. Geronimo, right hander on the mound now. First pitch is a looping curveball high to Isaiah Mintz. Shout out to Pisgah. AD Heidi Morgan just sent a message. Appreciate that. Bears looking good right now. There's a shot. Klein that comes on, makes the play. So, Isaiah drill one, but Klein that right there positioned perfectly. Runners have to stay where they are. Mintz is retired. Two outs now. 7-2.
Number 13, Landon Wright.
Landon Wright comes to the plate. I wonder if he's going to go the distance now that they have a cushion. First pitch from Geronimo to Landon Wright in the dirt.
He will if he doesn't hit the pitch count.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the pitch count is.
I think it's 105.
No, I mean, I don't know how many he has. There's a curveball lands high. 2-0 now to Landon Wright, who's done a whale of a job pitching for the Bears tonight. Oh, that one, nice block by Cunningham on a ball that was about a 56-footer into the dirt, and he blocked it nicely with a bases loaded. That could have been a run easily. Braden Surratt on first. Maddox on second. Jackson Lehman hanging out at third. Two away here, 7-2 Pisgah lead. That one is low, and that'll walk in a run. 8-2 now, Pisgah. That'll bring Boone Carver back to the plate. Had a good night.
Boone's the 10th batter in this inning.
10th batter in the inning. Pisgah kind of opened it up a little. Another one in the dirt from Geronimo, the first pitch to Boone. Base is loaded. Two outs as Geronimo trying to find the strike zone. To Boone Carver, that one's a little high. Two balls on the strike. Two and oh. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Boone wanted that one. I tell you, sometimes when you bring in these pitchers that don't have the velocity of the starters, it really crosses up. Really crosses up batters. If they can throw strikes, it's difficult. Two balls, one strike. There's another swing and a miss to Boone. I tell you what, my son has made his career doing this very same thing. He doesn't have the velocity, but if you can throw the change of speed and change of directions, it's any of these boys have trouble with that. 2-2 now. Oh, swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll do it for Pisgah, but they score some more. And now, I want to say it's 8-2. The scoreboard says 7-2, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah, eight.
Eight, I thought so. They lead North Henderson 8-2 in the going into the bottom half of the seventh. Now, three outs away from a victory here. If we can close it out. That one helped blown up in a little bit by Owen Rigsby with that big double that scored two. Looks like Landon Wright's going to come out to finish the game. Nope, no, they switched to Maddox, it looks like. Landon, they'll trade places.
Taking the mound for Pisgah Bears, number four, Maddox Wright.
Landon stopped at the mound and kept going. Seven. No, I was incorrect. It is 7-2, but regardless, we'll take it. So Maddox Wright comes on in relief to try to close out the game. These two teams face off again in Canton on Friday night. Come out to the ballpark. I think the weather's supposed to be nice. It'll be great. It'll be fun time, man. It's always good on the river down there. Hope all the North Henderson folks will come hang out with us. We'll have to work to be as hospitable as they've been, I will say. Wow.
I figured.
Yeah. Breaking news from ESPN. Hubert Davis will not return as the coach of University of North Carolina. Wow. Maddox, what'd you say?
The Hurricanes losing to the Canadians 3-2 in the third period, 7 minutes to go in the game.
Hurricanes are having a good year, though, right?
Yep, they are.
So So three outs away from a win, but by no means guaranteed. Maddox Wright will take the mound, and this looks like Osteen coming to the plate, senior. I believe that's him. Yeah, number 12.
All right, let's hear it, North Knights. Let's get started here. Number 12, Dalton Osteen.
So the only change defensively that I can spot is the flip-flop with Maddox Wright to the mound and Landon the third now. Everything else remains the same. First pitch from Maddox, fouled straight back. Infield. Owen. Rigsby at first, Surratt at second. Zach Wester at short, and now Landon Wright at third. First pitch was a strike, foul ball. Here comes the next. Fastball, strike, belt high, right down the middle. Maddox is just going to throw gas normally. Here's the 0-2 pitch, the high fastball. Osteen lays off of it. A senior, they know that high fastball is coming. So one ball, two strikes. Pisgah leads 7-2 here in the bottom half of the seventh. Oh, nice curveball, but it hits low. 2-2 the count. Maddox pitch. Curveball. Got him swinging. It looked like the old McDermott curveball from the first few innings. So one out now. Number two comes to the plate. Nolan.
Now batting number two.
Nolan Slider.
Nolan Slider.
Top of the order for the North Henderson Knights. Maddox, the pitch. Fastball at the knees. Strike one. Pisgah has a good set of arms for options at closer. There's a pitch, fastball on the outside edge, strike two. They can go with the heavy heat with Maddox, or they can go with curveball pitchers. It's pretty good. 0-2, fastball in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. One away here in the bottom half of the seventh. Pisgah trying to close it out. The pitch. Curveball misses. Good hold up by Slider, I'm sorry. We're used to having Sluters in some of these games, aren't we?
Yeah, Sluters.
Out in Macon and Swain. Oh, there's a shot towards Zach Wester at second. He's going to throw a heater, and he does.
It does.
It's two away now. Number four, Cameron Hanna to the plate.
Now batting number four, Cameron Hanna.
Maddox trying to close it out. You know, as I played first base when I was a kid, and that was many years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember a guy on short, like, first pitch is on the outside corner, strike one. I remember having a shortstop that had an arm like Zach Wester, and when they hit a ball like that, I would just go, oh, no. He throws a bullet. Swing and a miss on another beautiful pitch from Maddox, right? Looked like he took a little something off of that one. So 0-2, two outs, 7-2 Pisgah. North down to their last strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss with a curveball. And that will do it. Pisgah wins over North Henderson by the score 7-2.
That's the final, folks. North Henderson 2, Pisgah Bears 7.
As Maddox Wright comes on to close in dominant fashion, we'll be right back to present the A1 Storage Player of the Game. Pisgah wins tonight here in Hendersonville. We'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL, WPTLradio.net, the home of Pisgah baseball. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we're bringing back a special series that ties in with America 250. It's called The Colors of Country. We'll feature songs that have colors in their title. And appropriately, the episodes this year will be Red, White, and Blue. And the latter will be our first chapter. So come on by and join us for Blue Songs on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, here on WPTL, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
Clean transportation options can help you fuel what matters.
I'm Nancy McFarland. I'm the mayor of the city of Raleigh, and we're fueling what matters to us. We use biodiesel in our heavy equipment. We've got propane in a lot of our police cars. You know, we've really embraced the electric car. Join the city of Raleigh and fuel what matters.
To learn how you can fuel what matters, visit fuelwhatmatters.org. Sponsored by the NC Clean Energy Technology Center, the NC Department of Transportation, and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Back in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at North Henderson. Oh, my. What a good game. Pisgah comes from behind in the later innings to win the game 7-2 over North Henderson. North Henderson, a young team that I think has a bright future because they were playing freshmen and sophomores all over the place. But Pisgah hangs on to win. Excellent work by everybody. Everybody made big contributions. But it's time to announce tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game presented by A1 Storage. You know, it's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. If you've got storage issues, A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties can take care of it for you. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Man, we kicked this around. And Jax Huntner, our medal for our player of the game. We've decided tonight, Landon Wright, the A1 Storage player of the game, had just a beautiful game pitching the ball tonight. 11 strikeouts. And again, we talked about how we could have clearly and would have liked to have picked an offensive and defensive player of the game. If that were the case, we would have certainly included Maddox Wright, who had the big hit to take the lead and then came on in relief and closed the game out for the Bears. So there you go. Landon Wright, though, with a beautiful performance on the mound, only giving up the two runs, is tonight's A1 Storage player of the game. We thank A1 Storage. Let me thank all our sponsors for helping us be on the air tonight and enjoy this game. Tonight's game, all the action, brought to you by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, Custom Paving, and Papertown Roots Radio. I tell you what, it was a fun game. Thanks again to our friend Eric. We look forward to seeing him and all the folks at North Henderson in Canton on Friday night, as they again invited us into the press box and made it a really fun evening. We appreciate them so very much. Thank you for listening. Pisgah wins 7-2 over North Henderson. We'll repeat this game Friday night in Canton. Be sure and listen to the Pisgah girls softball, I believe, on Thursday and Friday if you can't be with us at the ballpark. And we've enjoyed bringing this game to you. For Jack Webb and Jack Hewitt back at the station, Tim Surrey saying good night, everybody.